The Dinosaur Hunter, a novel by Homer Hickam, narrated by Michael Kramer. Copyright 2010 by Homer Hickam. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with St. Martin's Press and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. To Frank Stewart, fellow Dino Boy. 1. Old Bill Coulter used to say a quiet day in Fillmore County is a temptation to God. And sure enough, come sundown, after a day of blue skies and fair winds, distant pulses of lightning began to play along the horizon, heralding a big storm on its way. Our barn cats, Rage and Fury, came scratching and begging for entrance, and when I answered the door, they flew past me and disappeared inside. Those old cats weren't scared of much, but when a real thunder thumper was bearing down on us, they seemed to prefer the doubtful safety of my dented old trailer to their sturdy barn. Since I was suspicious of mice under my refrigerator, they were welcome. "Just hold it down, boys," I admonished them. "This old cowboy needs his sleep." Which, because of the time of the year, was the unvarnished truth. Since the heifers had started dropping their calves in March, sleep was a precious thing on the square sea, and I sure didn't plan on losing any shut-eye over bad weather, especially since there wasn't a thing I could do about it. I shooed the cats off my bunk and climbed under the covers, intent on proving that old saw that cowboys could sleep through anything but a stampede. A storm hit us around midnight with a